This is the D Word Podcast, where we talk dementia. Welcome along, glad to have you company once again here on the D Word Podcast. I always enjoy talking to people in different parts of the world, and on this edition I'm delighted to welcome back an old friend of the show. Judy Robb is a dementia care coach living in Belo Horizonte in Brazil. Well, Judy, it's great to speak to you again here on the D Word. Last time we met, September 2022. So a lot has changed in the world as well as anything else since then. Remind us a little bit about your work and, you know, what you're doing there in Brazil. And one thing, you know, I think we don't realise here, living in a tiny country, is just how big your country is there in Brazil.
Yes, Pete, first of all, thank you so much for having me on your show. It's a real privilege and to be able to come back again, especially. So, yes, that's true, you know. I live in the state of Minas Gerais, which is an inland state, one of the 22 Brazilian states. And Minas Gerais is larger than the whole of France. So that gives an idea of the size. It's, as you can imagine, communication is sometimes difficult. In the countryside, you know, people don't have good communications, but we try our best to get to everybody, especially those looking after their elderly with dementia at home. And I say at home because, unfortunately, care homes are few and far between in Brazil. There was a survey done in 2023, and from this survey, the result was that in the whole of the country, right, and we had 22 states, and they counted about 2,000 care homes, only public care homes, let's say, run by the local council. And in those care homes are at the moment about 70,000 elderly people. The majority of people here in Brazil, as you know, do not have enough funds to pay for a care home themselves. So the family really has to take over care. Recently, I had the opportunity to visit quite a few families around, at least around Belo Horizonte, where I live. We have some outlying areas, you know, the people are quite needy. And I had the opportunity to be a voluntary interpreter and translator for three gentlemen that came from Holland. They're making a documentary. And I volunteered because I thought this would be very interesting to be the translator for them. So we went to a number of homes of families of different social levels they wanted to see, and interviewed family members, saw how the older person lives and what they eat. And it was very interesting for me. And I was very much impressed by the love, you know, genuine, because one can see through. They weren't just putting on a show for the, you know, the visitors. I could see the way the family treated the older person, and they used what they had to make the person comfortable, you know. And this was a real very interesting experience that I had recently. But among other things, which I've been doing since we last spoke, Pete, I keep rather a low profile, and I prefer to help other people doing big things, and I'm in the background. Since I've been, as you know, I've been doing this work and as teaching people to look after elderly with dementia for 40 years now. Next year it'll be 40. And so very often I am invited to take part in other people's projects, which I'm quite happy to do. And this last year I had the privilege of writing in a chapter in three different books. One of them was a book, a very thick, large book, aimed at doctors, general practitioner, GPs, in Brazil, in the whole of the country. It was put together by a medical doctor. He himself is a geriatrician. And he invited lots of different professionals to write a chapter and put it all together in this book, all dealing with situations with elderly people. This book is meant for professionals, as I say. And I was invited to write a chapter on caring for the person with dementia, trying to show the doctor what the family goes through, what what he needs to know, how he can become a partner with the family and the person, to form a team to work together. And I was very pleased to be able to do this. My chapter overran the specified number of words, and so it ended up like seven long pages, but that was very good. So slowly, slowly we get the word out, to how to care for persons with dementia, that they, showing the people that the families that they're not being awkward, and these behaviors, these difficult behaviors, so-called, they're not doing it on purpose. And teaching the families, what is behind that behavior. We call it, as now, responsive behavior. So it's in response to something. And I never want to make the family feel guilty about doing things wrong or causing the behavior, but I need to show them that most often the behavior has a trigger. We look for the trigger, and so this has been very good. As I said, there were three books. The other two will not have such a wide public, but I take any chance to get the message across anyway.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You can find over 40 weekly shows on UK Health Radio covering all aspects of health. They're all available to listen again and download at www.ukhealthradio.com. My guest this week is dementia coach Judy Robb, who is based in Brazil. And one thing you can guarantee is life never stands still with Judy.
What else have I been doing? Well, also behind the scenes, as I say, I have helped two professionals. One is a psychologist and a physiotherapist working together. They are finalizing a course, a postgraduate course on palliative care. And they have to, instead of a thesis, they were told to produce something of use to the public. Since these two, they're working together, the psychologist and the physiotherapist, they both, in their profession, they work with elderly with dementia. So I helped them produce a booklet. It's about a 12-page booklet. And this booklet will belong to the older person, put together with her documents, you know, but teaching professionals and family members how to communicate with the person with dementia and certain other important measures to maintain quality of life. Also in this booklet, we included, at my suggestion, something like that leaflet, Who Cares, in the UK. You know, questions and writing down the likes and dislikes and favorites and preferences of the elderly person. So this little booklet will stay at the home of the person. And the idea is that the family and any professionals that have to deal with that person, they can look at the book, see the preferences, and especially if she has to go to hospital, she or he, which is very often the case. Anyway, so I'm feeling pleased I was able to help on that too. My name does not appear anywhere. I don't want it to appear. But I'm working in the background, you know. What else? Yes, you know, I would like to mention that I use a lot of the material. I learn and transmit a lot of the material produced by the Alzheimer's Society on their website, the leaflets and all the material. It's so well done and so useful. Of course, remembering that everything in Brazil is in Portuguese. So I read it all up, and then when I give talks or at our monthly carers group, we have two meetings, one online and the other in a church hall that's offered. So I use this material from the Alzheimer's Society, and I don't translate it all because I don't have permission to do that, but I read it up and I tell the people, and I ask them to take notes if they wish. So I'm very grateful for that very useful material. And I like to be able to tell everybody where I get my information. I always, since I am not a medical person, but I can always tell people what is the source of my information. So that is very useful. We've had a lot of people in our carers groups telling me that they have, that their mother or father relative has now a diagnosis of Lewy body dementia, quite a lot of cases. I'm mentioning this because up till maybe 5 years ago. Everybody that went to the doctor with memory problems, confusion, they seemed to come away with a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. Everything was Alzheimer's. They only had one stamp, you know, Alzheimer's. But nowadays, the doctors up here are becoming much more knowledgeable and differentiating between the different dementias, which I consider for the family is interesting. Not all families understand this. The lower income families, you know, who haven't been to school much, they don't read too much. The doctor tells me that if he gives a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, oh, then the family immediately understands that that is an illness with no cure. It gets worse, and they understand that better. So, however, Lewy body dementia is becoming very much more diagnosed here around where I live anyway. You know, you probably heard, Pete, that we had terrible floods in parts of Brazil a few months ago. The south of Brazil, in Rio Grande do Sul state. And this unfortunately affected not only the elderly, but a lot of elderly homes were completely destroyed. Care homes, nursing homes, assisted living, all destroyed. People were taken to other temporary lodgings. And what this had an effect on all states around Brazil, actually. Everybody was sending donations. The whole country rallied around. It was really wonderful to see donations flooding in the south there. However, people seem to forget that Minas Gerais also needs these donations. The care homes, they live on donations, many of them, the poorer areas. And I spoke to several managers and people who run these philanthropic care homes or the public ones run by the councils. And they had having a hard time because the donations didn't come in those 2 or 3 months. However, things are starting to get back to normal now. And so I think slowly things will improve. In the south, of course, there where the actual floods happened, it's taking them a long time to get back. And the country is really helping, you know, let's hope. In Brazil, we don't depend on everything on the government to fix it. You know, actual private families, people in general, the population, they help with whatever they can, you know. I think we've covered pretty much, you know, what I've been doing recently.
I think you've been doing a great job, kind of cruising under the radar, as you like, getting involved and fingers in various pies. I think the point you made about Lewy body dementia, just going back to that, it's quite an interesting one, because I think that's not only in Brazil. I think that's being found everywhere now, as people learn more And there are, again, more diverse diagnoses, and not everybody is attributing everything to Alzheimer's. So I think that's kind of a worldwide thing, really.
Good. Yes, that's I consider that important, especially, you know, I've seen many cases here where the person had a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, a prescription for pills for Alzheimer's, which don't work or have an opposite effect if it's Lewy body disease. And so I have plans now among my next projects coming up. I'm going to start another carers group specifically for families looking after their elderly at home with Lewy body disease. I can see they have quite different needs. And I think this would be interesting for them to be together as a self-help group with my, you know, coordination, and to interact and exchange as we do with the other groups. The other groups, of course, are mixed. They're dealing with all kinds of dementia. And I believe that I can see that the difficult times families are having with Lewy body dementia. So that's part of the next project. And I just hope that I can keep going for a few years yet.
Oh, I'm sure you can, Judy. We're hoping you keep going as well. I mean, you talked about the size of the country, population as well. I think I'm right in saying it's about 215 million in terms of population of Brazil. And I understand it's not over the finishing line yet, but nationally, they're now working on a dementia strategy, which, must be a really important landmark when it actually happens.
Yes, absolutely. This is very important. And we're really hoping that this will be approved. There's always the question of where is the money going to come from, you know? But there are some very influential people working on this, trying to get the relative government departments to finally finalize and approve this. So this will be very good. I think it must be very one of the difficulties is the size of the country. However, it is becoming quite obvious now that the Brazilian population is aging quickly. And it's now becoming obvious to the government as well that something must be planned for the future. Since the aging, you know, Brazil for many years was a country of young people. And the elderly were few and far between. You know, 100 years ago, life expectancy in Brazil was 45. And now we have life expectancy for women is 74, 75, and for men, 73. So that means a lot of years of pension paid. Unfortunately, pensions are quite small here, and the government needs to make plans for the future, or it's going to be chaotic. There's a consensus that the idea, it's not the good idea to build more care homes, to put more people in care homes. The idea among those that are forward-looking and attempting to prepare, the idea is to teach, to inform, to show families how to deal with their elderly and how to care for dementia patients. Unfortunately, this boils down, and it will do for the future, to the women. 90% women stay at home. Daughters, daughter-in-laws, granddaughters, looking after the elderly. And then, of course, they have to leave their job, which in turn is going to make it difficult for them when they get older. They won't have a pension if they don't work for 35 years. So the government now is taking action. And as I say, there are some influential medical people and others trying to get all this through a plan of action.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I'm looking forward to attending the forthcoming Dementia Summit in London at the King's Fund. There's an excellent programme of speakers lined up, and you can find all the details on the website at dementiasummit.co.uk. Back to my guest now, Judy Robb.
I saw these families that I went to visit with the documentary crew. You know, as a translator and interpreter, how complicated life is in a home where the elderly person cannot live off his or her pension, so the offspring need to chip in with money for food and living. I must say that there is a very good public health care plan in place. It's called an SUS, SUS. It's like the Brazilian NHS. And this is very good. They need more doctors to join to be in part of this, but it really works. Another good things we have in Brazil, other good things we have in Brazil for the elderly, are in all public services and banks or shops, airports, everywhere you go. You have a special queues for older persons, an extra special queue for older persons over 80. You have special parking places for the elderly, where we have to have a card, you know, to put on the car. But so there's a lot being done, really, amidst all the difficulties that the government, that the country, you know, faces. But there is a lot being done. I am part of another scheme, which is very interesting. Also behind the scenes, I may say, and this project began in 2011 only in Belo. And what is it? It's a program to train some people as carers in outlying poorer districts. So then the council hires these people to visit homes in their district where they live, to be like a care assistant for 20 hours a week. And this person that does the job, she will have five families to visit. And so she'll maybe a couple of hours in the morning, in the evening. And this has been a great program. It's going so well and has helped thousands of people, families. The program has now been adopted by two other Brazilian cities on the same lines. And I heard that the doctor, the geriatric doctor, she's actually a friend of mine, who had the idea 12 years ago in 2011, was recently in the UK at a conference in Newcastle, and she was invited to present this project over there. And this has been helping a lot of Brazilian families who have no way, no means to hire carers. So this is another very good idea, if this can be extended to other towns and slowly around the country.
It sounds a great project, and how we can all learn off of each other, which I think is really important. Sadly, time's bringing us to a close, Judy. It's been a delight to have you to back on the show. Hopefully we can catch up again, maybe not leave it as long as a couple of years, and we can chat again. But I just want to thank you for all you're doing, and you may be under the radar. People may not know about you, but we know about you, and we think you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you so much, Pete. It's such a pleasure to talk to you. And I really do hope my health is keeping good. And so I'll be able to carry on, and I hope to chat with you again sometime. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Thanks to Judy. It's always a pleasure to have her here on the podcast. Well, that's it for another edition. Hope you've enjoyed it, and you'll join me again soon for some more Dementia Talk right here on the D Word Podcast.